This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Anthony Grajeda.
With us, Teresa Maurer, a local food advocate who has been here many times before. Welcome back.
Ah, it's great to be back.
It's spring.
It is spring, almost feeling like summer. I want to kind of put the brakes on it for some reasons and keep it going for other reasons. But
what do earlier days than expected in the 80s mean for farmers?
Well, it means the timelines are moving up. Our market opens on April the 7th here in Fayetteville. The other markets open at different times. And I've had calls from people saying, well, when does the market open? And calls from farmers saying, do you have anything like sooner than the market opening? So there are things that are a couple of weeks early. And, they want outlets and places to sell those. So we're going to try to think for future years about what kind of flexibility we could introduce in.
What happens when they do have these things that they need to get rid of, but they don't have a place to get? I mean, can you freeze these things? I'm no good with food. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Well, there are probably some things, and there are some of our farmers that participate in what's called the winter market. That's an online ordering. So maybe some of them can publicize through that,
okay.
And that's where you order ahead and then pick up. So, but most of the time, it's kind of picking up the phone and seeing, you know, who could use it. Chefs around town have gotten a lot more interested in local food. So,
what are some of the foods that are coming up earlier than expected?
Well, I think the asparagus is early. I think we've got a wider variety of greens than we might normally have this time of year. We've got leeks that are pretty good size. We've got flowers. There's going to be a little – I'm a little worried about exactly what's going to show up in terms of flowers because some things are past that would normally just be coming in.
The tulips were very, very early this year.
Very early, right. But the good thing is that most of our flower vendors have a great diversity, and they're going to be putting together bouquets. And, again, there might be a little more diversity in those bouquets than you might expect normally this time of year. But that's a good thing, especially right before – Easter and the other holidays this time of year.
So if you have leeks and asparagus coming up before you expected, does that mean they'll go away earlier?
I would say on the asparagus, possibly yes. They might they might go away earlier. But it depends on the bed and it depends on your mulching and it depends on, you know, sort of what really happens. But asparagus is it's got a short season in terms of other things, but it should last for several weeks no matter what. But I would suggest for those things that are kind of high demand, like asparagus and other things, get there early. Get your shopping done early. That 7 to 9 slot's really nice. And then 9:30, things will start, you know, picking up. Although with the first day at the market, it could be busy just from start to finish.
But there's something happening before the market, right?
Yes, there are. This is a local food event. As part of the Fayetteville Forward kind of effort, looking at lots of different things that contribute to sustainability in our community, I was asked to facilitate a special discussion, open to anybody, a discussion on local food, what's going on, what else could we do, steering people towards efforts in the area. And that's going to happen on April 5th, which is a Thursday from 10 till noon in the East Square building, just at the edge of the square. They're going to open that whole bottom part, so there will be things on transportation and green infrastructure, green economy. There'll be other discussion groups going on, but I'll be hosting the one on local food.
And that's where the underground used to be, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
that's
don't
a
know
really
the name
good
of the building. Yeah,
that's a really good landmark. And then later that day, I mean, there's First Thursday, of course. The 40 Days of Earth Day is starting. We have one other specific local food event, which is that Slow Food, Ozark Slow Food, the nonprofit that is working on supporting local food, is going to have a volunteer happy hour at the former location of the Brick House Kitchen Restaurant on South School Street. And that's from 5:30 to 7. And you can go to our website at ozarkslowfood.org to get the details on that. And that's open to anyone with the proviso that you agree to sign up to, whether you got an hour, whether you got half a day, to help with a local food event. And we'll have several of those up and available for sign up.
Will there be a 2012 edition of the Local Food Guide?
There will. And we had originally planned to print it up a little bit later, so it was released at the beginning of the summer. But we've been asked by the community to get it out by early May so that it could be available for Artisphere, for Michael Pollan's appearance at the Walton Arts Center, for First Thursday, First Friday, all those things. So what I was hoping I could tell you about is that a deadline that was going to be in April has been moved up to March 31st.
Oh, my.
Yes. So, but the good thing is we have a lot easier way for people to submit entries online. And what we're looking for are farmers, restaurants, grocers, various kinds of local food deliveries, you know, anything, anybody like that who would like to have a very short entry in this local food guide can go online to NWALocalfoodguide.org. It's NWALocalfoodguide.org.
The idea, again, with this is that it's a clearinghouse for people who want to know who sells, who prepares, who grows.
Exactly.
Local food.
Right. And we started out in 2011 with just a real short little guide, and we're going to grow it a little bit each year. Last year it was 8 pages. This year we're hoping to grow it to about 16 and add some color and some photos. And we've been getting some sponsorships that make that possible. And it's a 4-county area that the local food guide is covering. So, you know, Washington, Carroll, Madison, and Benton counties. So if you have a favorite farmer, or if you are a chef and you buy regularly from local farmers, or you are a grocer that specifically labels local food, that is something you can go and do. So it's really easy. It's just about 10 lines of information. You can fill it out online, hit submit, and that's it.
And the deadline is now this Saturday.
This Saturday, right.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Kyle.